In Malawi, Oxfam International, we are not working as a standalone organization. We are working in partnership with mainly the government of Malawi, which is especially the Ministry of Women and Child Development, as well as other women's rights non-governmental local organizations.
And one of the big issues for you is domestic abuse, isn't that right?
Yes.
In what way does that affect the lives of women?
Domestic violence in Malawi is widely spread. It poses a very big challenge in terms of attaining the Millennium Development Goals, especially Millennium Development Goal number 3, which is to improve gender equality and empowerment of women.
And
so we are working together with, in partnership with the police victim support units, in providing care and support to women who have been who are survivors as well as victims of gender-based violence.
And do you get any opposition to your work?
Not necessarily opposition, but it's a challenge because some of the issues are rooted in our social cultural practices and values and attitudes and beliefs. You know, we are working around that, but you know, these are issues that cannot be done with overnight because they are entrenched in the people's way of life.
And I see that you work a lot with men as well. I mean, what type of work do you do?
Yes. We have groups of men against gender-based violence, boys against gender-based violence. It's because we realize that they are also key to bringing about the desired change. If we are looking at eradicating gender-based violence, then we're thinking it's also necessary to involve the men, because usually the approach that was used was like to treat the men simply as perpetrators of gender-based violence. But we are including them and making them aware of the role that they can play in sensitizing other men about gender-based violence.
And what is the role that the men can play?
Okay. These men are in the communities and they are mobilizing other men and just explaining to the fellow men what gender-based violence is all about and why they shouldn't engage in gender-based violence, just encouraging their other fellow men to let their wives or their sisters engage in business, let women, you know, participate in community activities, because in some areas men prevent their wives from engaging in economic activities or engaging in community activities, maybe just going out. So these men are encouraging other men to give their wives, their sisters, some degree of freedom so that they can engage in other activities. They are counseling other men maybe who are perpetrators of gender-based violence. They are reaching out to other men with their messages against gender-based violence.
Are you hopeful for the eradication of gender-based violence?
Yes, we are hopeful. Already there are some changes. Previously, people never used to report issues of domestic violence, of gender-based violence. But with the work that we are doing with the communities and the victim support units, people are coming out to report these issues to police. They are coming out to get the support. But we are also, there's generally a reduction in gender-based violence cases that were in the communities. And we are hoping that this call to action, this campaign is going to facilitate, it's going to take that change forward, it's going to accelerate that change.